It was the middle of summer in 2016 when I received a concussion. I was at a swim meet warming up for the 4 a.m. when it happened. I was practicing my backstroke to breaststroke turn at full speed when my hand slipped into the gutter and I smashed my head against the wall. I quickly got out of the pool and immediately fell onto the pool deck. At first I felt dizzy, but then I developed a raging headache. It was so bad that I was unable to complete the rest of the swim meet. The next day, my mom took me to the concussion clinic, and there they verified that I did indeed have a concussion. The doctor took x-rays of my neck to see if I had damaged anything and performed tests on me to further verify that I was concussed. The doctor requested me not to swim for the next month or so, or as long as I had headaches. I was so upset because my championship meet was next month and I wanted to do well. For 2.5 weeks, I stayed home and sat in the dark. It got to the point where I was so bored that I had to do something, so I told my mom that I was ready to go to get back in the pool and that my headaches were no longer a problem. My mom was very reluctant in letting me go back so soon, but I convinced her with my begging. When I returned to practice, my coach put me in the lane with the little kids. I was about halfway through the practice when I developed a throbbing headache and had to get out of the pool. The next day, I came back to practice, and once again, I swam with the younger kids and eventually developed a headache and had to get out. This continued on for the rest of the week. Finally, my headache stopped, and I was able to swim normally again. I did not let my concussion get in the way of my training, and I trained harder than I have ever done before. We were about a week and a half away from the championship meet when I was finally placed back into my normal swim group. I was supposed to be feeling tapered and ready to go, but I felt out of shape and sluggish. My coach did everything in his power to make me feel better. He helped me stay positive. He aided me in staying positive by finding the optimistic viewpoints in the negative situation. The first day of the meet arrived, and I told myself I was going to stay positive despite the setback that had occurred. My first event on the meet was a 400 freestyle. I dove into the water and swam my hardest. When I looked up at the scoreboard, I was surprised to see a personal best time. I believe in the power of positivity. After my experience with the concussion, I believe that the more positive one is, the better the outcome of whatever they are trying to achieve will be. My concussion has taught me that setbacks can result in greatness if you stay positive.